Good evening, all. Hope everyone had a wonderful Shabbos and a wonderful weekend. We are up to, still in the middle of Mitzvah 30 over here, that there is this idea that you cannot swear pointlessly, you should not swear in vain. And we were comparing the differences between neders and swears, between shvuot and nedarim. And we said that there were three differences, but the Chinuch wants to add a fourth difference. And he says as follows, Uminatam hazesh amarno, based on that which we have said so far, she'im ha-shvua gufo nival, since the shvua, as we said, the oath actually affects a person's body, whereas a neder, a vow, affects an object. Amru Chazal say, Hamaspis b'shvua pater v'nedarim chayav, that a person who, he overhears someone else taking a vow, or he overhears someone else taking a swear, then if he says, me too, right, hashtag me too, he says that I too want to get in onto that swear or onto that vow. If it's for a swear, then he's exempt. That vow is not, that swear is not taken upon him. But if it's for a vow, if it's for another, then he does take it upon him. Ketzad, how is this so? Why is this the case? Shamash another chavero, the person hears his friend take a vow. Va'amar afani kamoch, he says, I too am like you, I'm just going to be just like you. This chair is going to be prohibited to me. B'tochrei dibur, and he says it, of course, within the minimum required time, a couple of seconds, he says it right after. Harezas, or this person is going to be prohibited to this object. This object is going to be prohibited to that person. Lefisha kavanaso shel zelomar, because this person's second guy's intention is to say kimosha ata asur bezeha davar kineya ani asur bo. Just like this matter is going to be forbidden to you, so too I also want this matter to be forbidden to me. And with that, it's just enough. It's enough right there to say that when it comes to the halachos of nedarim. Aval b'shua, but when it comes to a swear, shanu midamim harishon kiu hifil gufo b'dvarav, that we say again, how does a swear work? The vow, the neder, affects the object, but the swear affects the person. If this guy is saying something that's going to affect his body, his own physical body, then some other guy can't say me too. That should also affect me, because we're talking about that guy's body. That has no relevance to you. Only if the person is talking about a specific object, you can say, okay, great, that is also relevant to me. But when we're talking about someone else's body, a person does not have the right to therefore say, me too, please include me in that, and therefore the swear should be relevant for this person. Kimo shamarno, as we say, lo shehir chik davar acher migufo, right, you're not just distancing yourself from an object, that your actual body has become affected by this. Lower uzachrom lebracha. Therefore, Chazal did not see fit sheyeh zeh ha'achrom mechal ha'pulos zeh, that a person says this I should also be included into this swear, that it should also affect this person. Ba'amru afani kamoch, if he says I wanted to be just like you, we don't allow him to do that. Ad sheyotzi b'piv, what does he have to do? Mamash lishon hipa'alus alatzmo, he has to say something that will make it seem as if he is taking this same action upon himself. So what does that mean? Kigon shiomar af ani kamocha nishba. The guy has to say, I too swear like you. If he says, I am just like you in that, then it doesn't work. If he says, I too swear like you, he's taking the own oath with his own mouth, then it will be permissible, because we're saying that the exact words that this guy said essentially are being transferred to his mouth, but the fact that he uses the word swear, that's what makes it all work. O shi yishmami pi acher shiafilehu leoso davar. Or he hears the guy say something that essentially obligates him. So what does that mean? Who yikayim v'yoda shachaveis b'oso hipalus, and he essentially verifies that. How does that work? Kigon shiomar lo adam acher mashbiach ani. A guy says, I am swearing on your behalf. I am swearing for you. Who yana amin? And he says, amin. He says, I am going to swear for your body, essentially, right, body in parentheses. And the guy says, I agree to that. And in that, that's what we say works. So klal shalavar, this is the general rule. Lashon hashua tzarich lomar bepiv al atzmo. The language of the oath actually has to refer to the person specifically themselves. Oh, she has kirino acher alav mamash hu yikabel. Or someone else has to be specifically speaking about that person, so I can be speaking about person B, and the other guy has to agree to that. Aval mikoch hipa'alus adam acher ininu nefal. But if someone is taking a vow or making a statement that affects his own body, then some other guy can't come along and say, I agree to that, and then it will affect his body. Mikivan shegufo tzarich hipa'alus, because in order to obligate the body into something, you actually have to express those words to yourself. Mash in came benedir, but that is not true when it comes to a vow. Or again, when a vow, since we're talking about a third party object, we're talking about a chair or something, so the guy says, this is going to be relevant, this is going to be prohibited to me, some other guy can also say, that object will also be prohibited to me. So that's the fourth difference. We'll see there's a few more differences, and then we'll see maybe if there are any other similarities as well. But for now, we'll stop right here on Kabbalah, and we'll continue more tomorrow.